You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by VIP Client Manager at Prime XBT, Kerabile Nonyana, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Ndatanyana, lovely having you on the show, as always. Thanks so much for the time. Let's perhaps start the conversation with the interesting day that was on the equities front. Local markets seemingly faring rather well, but it seems to be a bit of a mixed bag across international waters, with European markets being a bit mixed, Asian markets a bit mixed, even US markets, the Nasdaq slightly down, whereas the S&P is in the green.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at the Dow Jones as well in the green, I think it's really confusing. And I think it shows of where the market is on terms of footing. It's not on firm footing, just purely because we're waiting for the meeting, which is happening in about 3 hours from the FOMC. I think the market has already discounted the fact that there will be a quarter point cut. But I think what's very concerning has been with the messages coming out of the members of the FOMC. Because one thing that I have realized with central banks around the world, as much as they're independent, they like unanimous decisions. They don't like to be fractures. So currently in the moment in the FOMC, there are factions which are currently, one are looking at inflation, the other are looking at the labor market. And currently they're sitting on tenterhooks, thinking about what's really next in terms of the decisions which are going to come out in the first few quarters of 2026.
Yeah, you touched on the US markets and the fact that that interest rate decision that is taking place later this evening, markets have all but priced in. I'm looking at the Rand at the moment, 17 Rand on the dot against the US dollar, holding its ground, coming back above that 17 level. We did see a dip as low as 16.90 in this month alone. Is there an expectation from a rate cut perspective or from a US perspective that the dollar will continue to move if we see a decision that goes either way? I mean, if it is priced in, how much of it is still going to be felt in the US dollar at this stage?
To be perfectly honest, Jimmy, I've been doing some calculations in terms of looking at implied inflation in the US Fed fund rate futures. And when I look at the inflation, the expected implied inflation, it's sitting between 2.19 and 2.32 on the longer end of the yield curve. So now when you ask yourself the question that essentially the Fed looks at keeping inflation anchored around 2%, if you're 0.19% or 0.32% on the longer end away from where you'd expect inflation to be, you'd probably expect that there'd be more rate cuts. And I think when we're looking also at labor data, there's nothing that's really been quite concerning, because I think it's still in the no hire, no fire. So with my anticipation that there'll be more rate cuts, I think it's leading to the market just keeping on selling the dollar. I think the dollar reached an inflection point on or about last week, Friday, where there was a convergence on the MACD. But I think since then, there's been a pickup in the dollar. But going into the start of today's trading session, we saw some dollar weakness in anticipation of a more, I think, less hawkish tone from the FOMC when we read in the balance of forces. So we started to see a little bit more selling of the dollar. And that's come through into our rand, with the rand breaching the 17 in and about an hour ago. And I think you'll continue to see it strengthen going through into the night.
Speaking of going into the night, Akia, I know you and I keep an eye on the FOMC statement that follows that interest rate decision, especially given that it contains information like the dot plot and what the Fed chairs are thinking, or Fed governors rather, might be thinking around the interest rate and inflation conversation. Do we think that tonight's statement could be a catalyst to potentially seeing that Santa rally that we've been waiting for in markets? Equity markets have been on almost a knife edge, up one day, down the next day, very volatile, profit-taking, almost waiting for something to kick them off in the December period. And I guess the question then is, are we still going to get that December move, or have we gotten it throughout the year and now perhaps markets might be a bit exhausted?
I think it's something different that's going to lead to the Santa rally. I think if you look back about 10 days ago, the Fed ended quantitative tightening. I think since the beginning of 2022, what the Fed has been doing is trying to reduce its balance sheet. I mean, at the beginning of 2022, they had assets of circa $8.5 trillion, and they've reduced it to about $6 trillion. And in a recent article that I penned, I look at all the scenarios when quantitative tightening happened. And for the next 3 weeks after quantitative tightening ended or was paused, you saw a rally in risk assets across the globe. And I think that, for me, is what's going to lead us to that Santa rally more than what is going to be said at the FOMC. Do I think it's important to listen to what they say at the FOMC? Yes, I think it is, to listen to tonality more than anything else. But I think with the Fed ending quantitative tightening, they have more tools within their toolbox in order to influence the financial conditions. And those financial conditions are going to seep through into risk assets and across the board, from digital assets to equities and equities around the globe.
Yeah, let's wrap up our conversation taking a look at the Brent crude price dipping below $62 a barrel. We're around $61.50 at the moment. We know, of course, that the $60 support level has been quite supportive of the oil price of late, but we also know that we haven't really had a lot of muscle to punch back above $65 to $70, and I suppose this is a nice range for countries like South Africa that are net fuel importers for what we're looking for from a trade perspective. Are we comfortable around $60 a barrel here?
I think we're comfortable around $60 a barrel, because I made an example to one of our colleagues, Jimmy, that the majority of oil producers are countries which have zero taxes, meaning that they raise their revenue by selling oil. So even if oil is going down in terms of price, they need to maintain the revenue that they have in order to influence and pay for things within those economies. So right now, when we're looking at the supply of oil, there's a oil glut in the world. But I was listening to an interesting hedge fund manager in the US, and he's of the belief that oil is going to be the new gold of 2026. And he does anticipate that there will be economic growth, as well as the taps coming down into the second quarter, that will buoy the price of oil going into that second quarter. So I'm in a wait and see approach right now with the price of oil. I think it's found a good consolidation range right here, because even if you're looking technically right now, we're sitting at moving averages which are at about 64 for the 100-day moving average, and at about 63 for the 50-day moving average, and it just sits below the 20-day moving average at about 62. So I think these are the ranges that it's going to consolidate in the first quarter of the year, and maybe we might see a breakout going into mid-year next year.
Looks like we're in for an interesting end to the 2025 calendar year. We'll see what developments continue to shape the markets and how they continue to influence investor decisions. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the VIP client manager at Prime XPT, Kerabile Nonyana, for joining us to take a look at market movements and what lies ahead in the form of the interest rate decision out of the US Fed later on tonight.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.